Clear Channel 650 WSM, the National Life and Accident Insurance Company in Nashville, Tennessee, presenting the Grand Ole Opry. From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 973rd broadcast of your Grand Ole Opry tonight, starring Ernest Tubb.
House of Glass, I can see your fickle heart inside.
Living in a house, a great big house.
House of Glass.
Throwing rocks isn't smart when you're too time and heart can be seen through your foolish house of glass. You've been caught running round with some new love you found, and you're trapped in your foolish house of glass. You're living in a house.
House of glass.
A great big house.
House of glass.
There's no place for you to run and hide. You're living in a house.
House of glass.
A great big house.
House of glass.
I can see your fickle heart inside. Oh, Benny Burns. In a house.
House of glass.
A great big house.
House of glass.
There's no place for you to run and hide. You're living in a house.
House of glass.
A great big house.
House of glass.
I can see your fickle heart inside. It's too late to pretend that you're true to the end. Here's a test that I know you'll never pass. For when true love you found, I will know by the sound of the crash from your foolish house of glass. You're living in a house.
House of glass.
A great big house.
House of glass.
There's no place for you to run and hide. You're living in a house.
House of glass.
A great big house.
House of glass.
I can see your fickle heart inside. Thank you, neighbors, and welcome to the Grand Ole Opry. We're mighty happy that you could be here with us. Now, here's my old buddy Grant Turner with tonight's lineup.
And a great lineup it is tonight, Ernest. The Jordanaires are with us, and of course, that great Opry regular, Rod Brasfield.
And for some fast guitar picking, there's Hank Garland.
Yes, sir, and Miss Del Wood, Tommy Jackson, and the Opry Square Dancers.
And our special guest, Teddy and all the Wilburn Brothers. Well, so right now, with one of those great spirituals that they're so famous for, here are the boys who just helped us out there on House of Glass, the Jordanaires.
Well, this little light of mine, well, I'm going to let it shine. Well, this little light of mine, well, I'm going to let it shine. Well, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine every day, every day, every day, every day, every day,
every day. I'll let my little light shine, oh yes. On Monday,
gave me the gift of love.
On Tuesday,
peace came from above.
On Wednesday,
told me to have no fear.
On Thursday,
gave me a little more grace.
On Friday,
he told me to watch and pray.
On Saturday,
he told me just what to say.
On Sunday,
he gave me power divine to let my little light shine.
Well, Jesus gave me light, I'm gonna let it shine. Jesus gave me light, I'm gonna let it shine. Jesus gave me light, I'm gonna let it shine.
Every day, every day, every day, every day, every day, I'll let my little light shine, oh yeah.
Well, now, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine.
Woo!
This little light of mine, gonna let it shine. Well, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine.
Every day, every day, every day, every day, every day, I'll let my little light shine. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes, sir. This little light of mine. Thank you, Jordanaires. That's a great number. Now then, it's time that we heard from our guest, or maybe I should say guest, because there's two of them. At any rate, they're great favorites here at the Opry. So let's Let them know how welcome they really are. Teddy and Doyle, the Wilburn Brothers. Teddy, Doyle, I guess you know how tickled we are to have you here with us tonight.
Well, I know how glad we are to be here, Ernest. Being on the Opry is sort of like home.
That goes for me, too.
Well, you know, I haven't seen much of you two boys lately, so what have you been doing aside from getting those new crew cuts, huh?
Now, Ernest, these are not crew cuts. This is a flat top.
Ain't they something? And they're real cool.
They look pretty cool, but by the way, let's not get involved in this haircut business. What else have you boys been doing lately?
Well, we've been doing a few personal appearances over in different parts of the country and making a few recordings.
In fact, we'll have a new album out, Ernest, in August for Decca, and that's about the picture for us.
Well, mighty good. Now, I know that everybody out there is just waiting for you boys to sing a song, so come on and give out one. Say, how about that big hit number that you just recorded a while back called My Baby Ain't My Baby No More, the Wilburn Brothers.
I know my baby ain't my baby no more. Telephone's ringing, don't worry me, I already know who it couldn't be. My baby ain't my baby no more. The postman can whistle all day and night, I don't need the letters she didn't write. My baby ain't my baby no more. Without her love I want to die. Outside, nothing's real except the pain. I know I'll never be the same. All I do is walk the floor, know for what I'm walking for. My baby ain't my baby no knocking on my door. It's not her knock, I know for sure. My baby ain't my baby no more. Yesterday's paper at my front gate announces her new wedding date. My baby ain't my baby no more. Without her love I want to die. I'm locked in the cruel cold world outside. Nothing's real except the pain. I know I'll never be the same. All I do is walk the floor, know for what I'm walking for. My baby ain't my baby no more. Because my baby ain't my baby no more.
Thank you, fellas. Say, Grant, you and Rod have been yakking and arguing for the past 5 minutes. What's going on?
Oh, just a friendly little argument, Ernie.
Yeah, Grant always thinks he's right. He's such a know-it-all.
I am not.
Oh, you are. You know you are.
Now, here. Yeah. Stop it, you two. Isn't there anything that you can agree on?
There sure is. We both agree on...
I know. Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
Well, don't everybody?
Sure, everybody knows that Prince Albert gives you the coolest, most comfortable smoke you can get.
Yeah, and everybody knows it's crimp cut, so it packs right and burns slow and lazy-like. And Prince Albert's always fresh.
Tastes good, too. Don't forget that.
Well, that's because that special PA process locks in all the natural flavor and goodness of the fine tobacco.
Yeah, PA is great for making men, too. Rolls easy, stays put, and smokes so good.
Right. So whether you're a pipe smoker or a making man, just relax and enjoy the tastiest, coolest, most comfortable smoking ever when you light up with Mild Prince Albert's smoking tobacco. Now here's Tommy Jackson is fiddling all the Opry square dancing with a little thing called Katie Hill. So grab a partner and get the kinks out of the old body with a little fancy dancing.
Don't be no swim, I'm gonna blow, swim, get on, swim, rock.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Tommy Jackson, and all of our square dancers. That's just what we needed. But sometimes, you know, we poor, sorry humans need a little spiritual help, too. Sometimes we feel that we're sort of deserted and having a friend on earth. Then it's time that we turn to him who never refused anybody who needed help. I'm talking about him who's a friend to us all. In Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear, what a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often thought fell. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer.
Well, Ernest, that was a fine old hymn, and I want to be the first to say thank you.
Well, thank you, Grant, but now I reckon we better get on with some of the other entertainers. Who have you got in mind?
Well, Ernest, we've got our pick tonight, but just because he's handy, what do you say we hear some very fine guitar playing by our good friend Hank Garland?
Grant, you couldn't please me better. So, neighbors, here he is, big guitar, old Sugarfoot Garland.
Come on! Thank you. Thank you, Hank Garland. Boy, that was great. Well, now it's time we brought out another entertainer. He isn't a musician, but when there's a bunch of pretty girls around, man, how he plays that field. Here he is right now, Rod Brasfield.
Thank you, man. Thank you so much. Glad to see you. Howdy, Mr. Tull.
Oh, hi, Rodney. Good. Oh, fine. Good to see you, boy.
Hey, Ernest, you know what?
Well, what's
my
that, Rod?
My Uncle Slap and Aunt Sap is having trouble again.
Oh, really? Again? Yeah. Oh, I'll be doggone.
Yeah, they're having trouble again. She come in the Snip Snap Bite restaurant the other day and called Uncle Slap a kissing one of the waitresses.
Oh, really?
Just pecked her on the cheek, girl. Oh, well, but it made Aunt Sap so mad, though.
Well, what'd she do, Rod?
Well, she went to the telephone, she called the newspaper and put in one of them obituary notices.
Oh, in the paper, huh?
Yeah, and the paper man says to her, says, well, how long's your husband been dead?
Uh-huh.
Aunt Sap says he starts tomorrow.
Oh.
I tell you one thing, what, Uncle Slap, I tell you, boy, he's a sport.
Oh, really?
Oh, he's a sport. He's got him one of them there little new cars, them little sport cars, one of them Thunderbirds.
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah, and Aunt Sap was telling me how powerful it was, you know. Said it had 300 horses and one jackass. She got in it the other day and went down the road there and run right to a red light. She couldn't drive a truck wagon, you know. And run through this red light and this cop whistled at her and throwed his hand up and stopped her, you know. He come over to her and says, didn't you see me throw up my hand? She says, yes, sir. He says, well, don't you know what it means when I throw up my hand like that? She says, well, I ought to. I used to be a school teacher. Aunt Sap was telling me, Ernest, about Uncle Sip. She said that she thought he was going to become one of these here hillbilly musicians.
Like, oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really? Well, what made her think that?
Well, I asked her. I said, what makes you think that, Aunt Sap? Uh-huh. She says, well, he goes out just fit as a fiddle.
Yeah.
And comes home tight as a drum. Speaking of musicians, you didn't know I was a musician, did you?
No, I didn't. I didn't know you could play anything.
Oh, flitter, yeah, E.T.
You are.
Yeah. Really? Just today, I had two wires from Mr. Gene Autry.
You had two wires from Mr. Gene Autry?
That's right.
Well, what did they say,
the
Rob?
The first one says, I don't want you. The second one says, by Ned, I mean it.
Oh.
Well, I've been here long enough. I've got to go, boys.
You did, Rob.
It's been nice visiting
with
you.
Well, it's good to have you, Rod.
Before I go, could I say a little piece of poetry?
Well, you just go right ahead, Rod.
All right, I'll just back my ears and say it right now. This is the story of John McGuire, yeah, who ran through town with his pants on fire. He rushed to the doctor and fainted with fright when the doctor says, John, your end's in sight.
Grant Turner, when it comes to pipe smoking, what does a man want most?
Well, Ernest, I think that most pipe smokers want a satisfying smoke. That's why I always recommend Prince Albert. Prince Albert smoking tobacco gives a man a cool, relaxing, comfortable smoke.
Yes, and Prince Albert's crimp cut, too, so it packs right and burns cool.
Say, while we're talking, let's not forget taste. Prince Albert gives you a smoke that tastes good. Now, that's because the special Prince Albert process locks in all the natural flavor and taste of fine tobacco. Even makes it taste better.
And that goes for you men who like making cigarette, too. You know, PA rolls easy, stays put, and smokes cool and tasty. So whether you're a pipe smoker or a making man, try PA and get a tastier, cooler, more satisfying, comfortable smoke. That's PA, Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco.
It's the natural taste, that's the test, that proves Prince Albert is naturally best. It smokes so cool, Mormons say, give me mild and mellow, P.A.
And now it's time that we heard from our guest again. So here they are, the Wilburn Brothers. Let's bring them back out here. Boys, what about another number here? Yes, sir.
Ernest, I'll tell you for sure, we're ready. Hey, Teddy, I got a good idea. Ernest, why don't we all three join together and sing one?
Doyle, you don't by any chance happen to be talking about...
Ernest, about that new tune that the three of us cut for Decca Records. Hey, Mr. Bluebird, that's the very one.
Boys, by golly, I'm glad that you remembered, so let's do it right now. Ready? One, two, three, four.
Mr. Bluebird. Hey, Mr. Bluebird.
Hey, Mr. Bluebird. Come stay with me.
And you can build your nest, my best apple tree.
Bring Mr. Sunshine along with you.
Along with you.
Ain't seen that friend of mine since all my dreams fell through. I've been so lonesome that I could die. And tears like raindrops keep falling from my eyes.
So, Mr. Bluebird, please be a friend.
And teach this blue, blue heart of mine to sing again.
Bluebird, Bluebird, Bluebird. Hey, Mr. Bluebird, hey, Mr. Bluebird.
Hey, Mr. Bluebird, come stay with me.
And you can build your nest in my best apple tree.
Bring Mr. Sunshine along with you.
Ain't seen that friend of mine since all my dreams fell through.
I've been so lonesome that I could die. And tears like raindrops keep falling from my eyes.
So, Mr. Bluebird, please be a friend.
And teach this blue, blue heart mine to sing again.
And teach this blue, blue heart of mine to sing again.
Hey, Mr. Bluebird, hey, Mr. Bluebird.
Ernest, Teddy, Doyle, that was great.
And our thanks to both of you boys for being with us tonight. Now, Grant, how about hearing from another of our Opry favorites, lovely Miss Del Wood, as she plays one of her latest records, Raggin' the Keys. Del, come in, honey. Thank you so much, Miss Del Wood.
Say, Ernest, the clock on the wall is getting close to that time, but this session of the Grand Ole Opry wouldn't be right without a few words and a final song from you. Say, is there something special you've been doing lately?
Well, Grant, we have been recording quite a bit the past couple of weeks, making some long play albums for the DECA folks, and they'll be released sometime in the near future.
I see. Well, now, how about that song? I know everybody's anxious to hear a favorite of several years back, one that you recorded for the DECA people. Try Me One More Time.
Heard you through and through, but please have mercy on this heart of mine. Take me back and try me one more time.
my darling, you could see just what your leaving's done to me. You'd know that love is still a tie that binds. Take me back and try me one more time. Oh, Billy Bird now. Dreams, I see your face. It seems there's someone in my place. But does he know that you were once just mine? Take me back and try me one more time. If you'll just forgive me now, I'll make it up to you somehow. I promise ne'er again to be unkind. Oh, take me back and try me one more time. Neighbors, we've got to go, but I want to say that it was sure great to have you with us at the Grand Ole Opry. Be sure and drop around next week when Hawkshaw Hawkins will be calling the shots, and he'll have Don Gibson along as special guest. Till then, this is Ernest Tubbs saying, be good to your neighbors, and you're going to have better neighbors. Thanks a million, and we'll be seeing you next week at the Grand Ole Opry.
Love and why do you love it? What do you love and why do you love it?
Love that camel.
It's a real cigarette. You get more smoking comfort, more flavor all the way. Camels smoke so good and mild, they lead all brands today. What do you love and why do you love it? What do you love and why do you love it?
Love that camel.
It's a real cigarette.
The best tobaccos make the best smoke. The special camel blend of costly tobaccos has never been equaled. That's why no other cigarette today tastes so rich, smokes so mild. Have a real cigarette. Have a camel.
This portion is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.